Who's gonna be her aide?
Who's gonna be her what?
You know, who's gonna be her Dan?
Oh, oof. That is a, it's a tall order.
She doesn't need anyone.
I didn't either.
She'll be riding those big horns.
Are we logging into AOL right now?
Like I said, this podcast is tough to get online. It is tough.
Are we back?
Sometimes it takes a while.
We are back.
Back in the early 2000s with dial-up modems.
We are back to do another show.
What? Oh, yeah.
You know what we have to talk about first?
You're going to be doing all the talking.
Give me those glasses right there. Because I got some fine print.
Oh, boy.
Wow, that is some fine print, though.
Ooh.
Oh, the Oscar ballots.
Well, by the time this show comes out, it'll be right before Oscars.
Yeah.
I just want to write... We've seen a few more now.
Okay.
American Fiction. I don't think anybody's seen that yet.
I still want to see that. I really like that fellow. I can't remember his name, but I love him.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Also want to see that, even though you got to read subtitles. Oh, no. That's probably subtitles as well.
Well, Dune.
Yeah, that's right. I was fine with the subtitles in Dune Part 2.
Barbie.
I've seen it.
I've seen it.
A few times, I guess.
I don't feel like it will win Best Picture.
I heard that
no.
Ryan is going to be doing that Ken song on the Oscar.
Oh, I hope so.
He is going to be doing
that. That was such a highlight of the movie. I love it.
I watched the SAG Awards on Netflix, and Barbie got a lot of awards for various things.
It deservedly so. I'm a little bit annoyed by the media coverage on Ryan getting nominated and not Margot.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean...
Why make it a contest?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Why go there?
Yeah, right.
I also feel like the earlier...
Just looking to
award
pick
shows,
a fight.
They like...
Too easy.
They'll pick ones that aren't going to win, so...
You gotta
make
have
sure
some
everybody
losers
gets
in the
a little
category.
Prize. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know if that's intentional. It just happens.
It just happens.
Yeah, it's just like the.
It might be the reverse.
The natural,
you know, because they got the early vote. The people that vote on the Oscars vote differently.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers. It's a great movie, but I mean,
it's not on my list of best movies of the year.
Not really. I mean, it was a really well done movie, but I mean, I'll never watch it again, probably.
Yeah, it's too long.
The Holdovers.
It is too long.
The Holdovers to me was a great movie, but not Oscar quality.
It was again, right, another quality movie that I'll never watch again.
It was more the production. It was almost Tarantino, I thought. Like,
really?
Showing how vintage they did everything.
Yeah,
vintage.
Okay. Set wise.
Right.
Okay.
They did.
Yeah.
That's everything
true.
Was pretty stark.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
And
you know, like they practically showed like the old R ratings. You know, the old fonts and everything.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know,
forgot about that. I mean,
which isn't that original anymore.
You know, it's definitely worth it. I mean, it's an Oscar nominee. But to me, it wasn't, I don't know, the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right.
Oppenheimer.
That might have been, one of the best movies
I've
ever
seen. What category are we talking about?
This is
Best Picture.
Best Picture.
Okay.
I'm reading them all off.
Yep.
That one just had a
magic. It was really good. It was very, very, very good. And even though, it wasn't the action movie that I think people thought it was going to be.
That's how they portrayed it.
They somehow did, even though it's like, besides the actual explosion of the bomb, there's really not a lot of action going
on.
No,
it's all
the I feel like that was level set fairly quickly, though. I mean, it was very like popular and that tons of people went to see it in the theater.
Right.
There wasn't like a huge backlash or disappointment in it not being an action movie?
No, it ended up being something different because I don't know, like you saw it, Dave.
I saw it a couple times. The thing about
what did
it
you
is
think?
It's history.
It's him. It's a story of him.
So it doesn't linger in your mind because it's actually something that you knew already. Now they're just giving you more information for your brain.
So now more backstory.
So your brain is just going, well, I know more about the story, but I knew it all along.
It wasn't. Yeah.
I thought it was really good, and I would definitely.
Past Lives. You saw that. What do you think about that one?
I did think it was really good. And I'm like not at all a love story kind of a movie person. Like, I usually find them extremely predictable and kind of tired at moments. But for some reason, there was something different and real about that movie.
Did it put you into a puddle at all? Were you a puddle of
emotion? Was it sad in the end?
Yes, but not like, did I get choked up? Yes. Was it out of sadness? No.
Okay. Right. Should we see it?
Yes.
The subtitles, did that throw you?
I mean, you have to be vested, obviously, but I feel like for me, if you're in the mood and you're going to tolerate reading subtitles, it's not all subtitles, but yes, a fair amount of it.
And I think you can see that free on Netflix? Or
No. Not yet. It's not free yet. It's on Showtime.
I was
going to
say,
like
there. It is streaming.
Paramount. Apparently a Paramount also, potentially.
Okay.
Maybe coming up. Coming up.
All right, we'll check that out.
She's in the morning show, too. The lead actress.
Is she?
Zone of Interest. No one's paid the $20 yet?
No. Again, right. Good Nazi historical drama.
I mean, it's got my
interest. I really want to see it.
Yeah, it's a one-time movie. It's like watching Schindler's List. Do you want the 4K copy so you can watch it all the time? I don't think so.
No, but I definitely want to
see it. It's so unfair. Like, best picture. For certain... I mean, to put certain one of these movies head to head, they're just so different.
So different, right? Zone of Interest versus Barbie.
I am reading these in order.
Well, and like Past Lives versus Oppenheimer. Ooh, like, what are we talking about here?
Right. It's difficult. It really is. Yeah.
By the way, Past Lives you can see on Paramount for free.
There you go.
Really? Well, Don paid for my Paramount.
For the price of your Paramount subscription. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you have to. It's premium subscription.
Should I tell you? I believe it's a Paramount with Showtime mixed together.
Yeah, didn't they just collaborate? Like, there's a conjoined.
There is. It's still, you still have, they haven't got it to the point where you get both.
Mm.
Two more.
If you.
Maestro. Which, to me, was very good. That one is still staying with me.
Really?
Oh, gosh. It was
Bradley
such,
Cooper.
No, not Bradley Cooper.
Carey Mulligan.
Carey Mulligan. Oh. Her performance was lifetime achievement.
She is so good.
It was amazing.
So good.
She's killing it. She's in the new one that we may talk about, Spaceman.
Yeah.
And the movie was also shot like it was... You know, made in 1943. It was great. Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
I haven't seen it, but
oh.
I will.
Oh, yeah, you'll love it.
I will appreciate that as an artistic endeavor. And like for the sake of like not being intrusive into someone's historical being, but like paying homage and also doing it justice, not glossing over the easy parts, but truly depicting their story.
Yeah, in a way that they would be... okay with.
Right.
You know, well, I think,
like, you're not disrespecting them, but you are telling the parts that were not easy to tell.
Absolutely, right.
Watch it like 15 minutes at a time. Ooh. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, not our show, but I mean, if you don't have time, you don't need to sit down and watch the whole thing.
Right,
but,
right.
But okay. It's a movie where it really is for Best Picture because you can, like... not pay attention to the movie and just pay attention to the cinematography and like the color and go, holy shit, this looks amazing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's almost kind of what I was thinking in my head a moment ago, but like Oscars, I feel like you have to check multiple boxes of like impressive impressions.
Right.
Like it's got to be like CGI and acting or, you know, writing and you've got to do a couple of things.
Right. And this
to really deserve it.
They do biopics, you know, they sort of, I don't know, there's a higher percentage of those that end up being like award winning.
Yeah.
For some reason.
We love historical dramas.
I don't know why that is, but if you look back at it, like at least for like Best Actor.
That did we not just talk about this? That's why Tom Cruise is going to do a historical.
Oh, remember?
He's like,
there you go.
I need to check that box.
Let me just remember. I couldn't figure out. You know, I said the guy that is doing The Revenant hired him. Okay, so
yes,
The Revenant.
But we don't know what movie at all.
No. But the guy that did The Revenant, and then he did a couple foreign movies after that. So this will be his next English movie. The director, and Tom Cruise is going to star in it. And I couldn't figure out.
Okay.
I said he was signed by two people.
Okay.
Who's the other person that signed Tom Cruise to do a Oscar-worthy movie?
Ooh.
Quentin Tarantino.
Whoa.
He will be in his final movie.
In his final movie?
Yeah.
So he did Dunkirk.
So you were
did he?
You were talking about that.
Who did?
Tarantino, want to kind of wrap it up.
This is Tarantino's last movie. I mean, I don't know if he'll produce something, but like written and directed by Quentin Tarantino. And Tom Cruise is going to be the star of it.
Because he committed to only, he's always said.
I'm doing
and 10. Brad Pitt. So Cruise
of
and.
Of course Brad Pitt is going to be here.
It's that movie about the porn guy.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Tom Cruise
it's gonna
and
be
Brad
salacious.
Pitt in one movie. You don't get that. I mean, that's blockbuster.
I mean, I'd like to go on opening night. I hope there's a poster.
Okay.
I'll get a ticket.
By the way, Maestro, kind of low ratings on IMDb, 6.6.
Yeah.
You can see that free on Netflix.
But you thought it was in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it stuck with you.
Maybe we'll watch 5 minutes after the show, and I'll see if the first 5 minutes
have
you
seen it?
I have not.
And Kelly hasn't seen it.
It just turns me off to this young guy with all those prosthetics on him, the big nose and all that, trying to act like he's an old guy.
I said Carey Mulligan.
I know you do.
Well, he starts, they go from him being in his 20s to him to being in his 70s.
Okay.
So it's his entire life.
It is his entire life.
Okay.
And I think like his prosthetics got a lot of attention.
It did.
And it kind of snowballed in the media to being something bigger than it was. But I mean, he was just trying to look like the person he was playing.
He didn't have, extremely believable.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any malicious about it.
I was wondering if it was going to be distracting to me, and it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't. I mean, occasionally you would go,
that's Bradley Cooper wearing a nose.
Right. You do know that. You do know that, but they do a really good job of it. They also go, like I said, he's 75 in this thing, and he's got the big chicken neck and the whole thing, and is, you know, over tanned.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure he was wearing a suit
face.
Of some kind at that point.
Yeah, I mean, they do a lot of really, I mean, it should be up for some kind of makeup.
But it's believable.
Well.
So, to my point, you have to do something else impressive. You have to check a couple of boxes to be in this category.
Right, and
it is.
They do that.
Makeup is one of those categories.
I'll watch it with you.
I don't
Come
care what anyone
Florida.
Says.
All right.
Okay, and so it brings us up to the last nomination, which I believe checks every single box and is my pick for Best Picture.
Oh boy.
And it would be Poor Things.
There you go.
I mean, I watched it the second time 2 days ago, and fuck, is that movie
good. I'm like mad at you for even saying that now that I haven't seen it.
Beth and I were waiting last night. Beth said, Kelly's going to knock
bailed.
On the door.
I should have just walked out.
But you watched what?
On My Family. Orion in the Dark. Terrible.
Now, if SAG Awards is any precursor, it was nominated, but it did nothing.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm just saying, it's great.
It's definitely an A24 movie. I mean, The Lighthouse, it brings all of that kind of weird cinematography and crazy.
Artsy character acting.
Very artsy, very bizarre. I mean, I watched it this weekend, and
I was happy that it
liked it a lot.
You know, watching it for the second time, I thought, God, is it just? It was like nearly what my memory was saying was like it's full porn. It's like this is a porn movie. It's nonstop sex.
It's
not at all.
No, I
think it was just so shocking.
Okay.
The first time,
right?
That I thought it was constant.
It was definitely not. Actually, I'm watching it with my wife, and I had told her what you said, okay, that it's, this is going to be really graphic, and it's, and then
and in we certain like, scenes you're like peeking at her like, yeah, is this sitting with you?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we're used to watching, we've watched all kinds of stuff like that, we're very mature people, and I did not have a problem with it at all, but chapter three of the movie, I was like, there's basically two scenes where she's having some crazy sex. So it was definitely not as much as I thought.
But right, those scenes were obviously impactful.
And
right, I think I figured out how they made it not as... If it was two beautiful people always having sex,
okay,
that would be more intense.
Where, too distracting?
Yeah. It was, so you have a beautiful person, usually, and quite an unattractive person having sex with
right
her.
Yeah, you know, right, well, even the stuff with her and Mark Ruffalo, which is the
I
the,
love him,
you get to see a lot
you get
of him
to see him,
he's awesome,
see him humping it's pretty quick.
I need to see that, but I do.
it's not they don't drag it out, they
sure
don't, it's not like
they get the punch,
you know,
and then
you
move
never
on
get to the point where you're like, okay. I've seen enough. Like,
I never loved Mark Ruffalo ever until this movie, even though they make him such a bad person.
But he has a great, I mean,
he's so great.
Good. He's a good character.
He's the best bad person.
Interesting character. Very, yeah. Right. This movie has 5 or 6 really interesting characters in it. I would not be disappointed if it won Best Picture. It'll never win in a million
which
years.
I like it to be different. Best Picture, I would like it to be different.
Which
that
you
didn't
like
follow a formula that's been done before.
Who do you want to win, Don?
The Best Picture?
Yeah.
Probably Oppenheimer.
Okay.
What are the choices again? Run them down fast.
American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon,
Maestro,
Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Past Lives, Zone of Interest.
So, okay, it's interesting. Those are all very
Oscar.
It's
a wide range.
Yeah, I would say that Oppenheimer's probably going to take it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be disappointed either because it was a great movie as well. It was interesting. It wasn't
just...
Can
you write that down, Bill, for
us? It wasn't just historical. I mean, they made it interesting.
Not like anything you've seen before.
Yeah, and even they do some interesting like visual stuff in that movie that...
Let's take a bet.
Is...
I got Poor Things.
You know, bumps it up a little bit. Wow, you're taking Poor Things?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with my... gut, and it's going to be Poor Things will win Best Picture.
Wow. I would bet you money that won't even happen at all.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Okay, Poor Things.
Well,
okay,
I'm not betting money. I'm betting with what I think is the best.
How about you,
Don? I mean, there's something else to be said about what you would choose versus a safe bet.
I mean,
Maestro, who do you think will win?
Let me see the list again.
Top corner. Look, Kelly can do that without glasses.
I mean, barely.
You go like what you want and what you think it will be. Because there's a whole thing about that, too. Like,
yeah, if I would do what I want, I'd actually pick Poor Things.
I would, too.
Okay, we'll see. Listen to us talk now.
Right, or maybe
well,
or anyone
but you. That was such a unique movie.
I haven't seen it, but I would almost say that might be my vote.
Oh, you'll love this movie.
Yeah, I know I will.
I mean, do you like Emma Stone? You love Emma Stone.
Yes.
Oh, she is so good. Oh,
I know.
Gosh.
I love how they like accentuated like a little extra eyebrow on her just
And Mark not Mark Ruffalo, who's the who's God?
William Defoe.
William
I don't
Defoe.
Know who else is
William
it.
Defoe, yeah. Probably his best film ever.
Oh wow. That's saying something.
With the
he was nominated in the SAGs.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh God. It's unbelievable.
He's always top notch.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, great. Even with a massive prosthetic weird face.
Yes.
And he is as a, you know, he's
fart bubbles.
Fatherly. Oh my gosh, the crazy bubbles that he burps up.
Oh, that sounds
he's like at dinner and he goes and then all of a sudden
a bubble
just pops.
So that's super random.
There is
very
so
random.
Much stuff like that in this
weird
movie.
Shit, yeah.
I mean, that's okay. So Poor Things would rise to the top for me. And then, I mean, obviously Oppenheimer, but I, again, a little bit like historic. It would be not a surprising win.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Poor Things for that. I do like Barbie for that. They're never going to win, but But I do like that it did things no other movie has done before. It was different.
I'm glad that it's nominated. It was fun. For sure.
Yes, it's a nod. I'm glad they got the nod. And Past Lives, like, should they win? No. Hmm. Was it the best love story I've seen in my recollection? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Is that movie hard to get through, Past Lives? Like, I watched it and I heard there was some sadness to it and whatnot. And
I think it's a...
I'm hesitant to watch it.
It's a mood thing.
Hmm. I have to be in a good mood, or like I have to be ready to be in that sort of...
If you feel like fate has ever done you wrong, you would probably not like it.
Okay. Interesting. Well,
but at the same time, it was like the whole lesson was like, we all make choices. Things happen. Ultimately, like, you need to find the best in things and it's going to be okay. Like...
I mean, there's a lot of movies that didn't get nominated where I personally would have...
Yeah, is there any misses on Best Picture that saying, like...
Napoleon should be above Oppenheimer. I think, I mean, it was...
That checks some boxes. Historical, has the love, it has the jarring...
It's humorous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Napoleon Napoleon was really good. Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning. Good lord.
Right.
I mean...
Don't they have now a blockbuster category?
They should.
I don't know.
Because that's kind of different.
Saltburn. Should it be in there? I mean, it's almost as weird.
It was up for Golden Globes, wasn't it?
The funny thing is you thought Saltburn was like raunchy. And then you saw.
Yeah, that's right. Like Saltburn is not in the same category.
Did you see it?
Yeah, but not in the same category as Poor Things. I'm going to say that without even seeing it.
No, it's not. Right.
Well, actually, they were trying to make it was kind of more disgusting.
Right, the salacious sort of, ness of Saltburn was definitely more part of the story than Poor Things was.
Yeah, Poor Things.
The
over the top sexual stuff in Poor Things. What was jarring to me is that they actually showed stuff with a wide shot. And just let her film for a second or two instead of doing something where they would like zoom in on a shoulder facial expression.
Right. No,
they were just going.
Right.
Yeah.
Full screen. Pull back.
Yeah.
The whole room. The bed.
You see the whole all the.
There's no tricks here.
You see the whole Zodiac.
You do.
You know, scanning through the rest of this, it's another thing that's a little bit, I don't know, about the Oscars. It is a total package thing because the next six categories down are all the same movie.
You're going to love the art in Poor Things.
I'm just saying best actor, best supporting actor, best, all the categories down from Best Picture are still the same movies. It's still the same.
Yeah. Where does it go to? There's something really oddball.
Right.
Is there any oddball?
I mean, because I'm seeing Maestro, Poor Things, Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon.
It usually comes in costuming and special effects.
Right. It's pretty far down the list that it even starts to get mixed up.
That's how a sci-fi or a horror movie might get nominated.
Right. Yep. Like Napoleon will be in there for costuming.
Oh, best cinematography. That's the first time I saw a new movie I didn't see. Oh my gosh, I'm going to butcher that. By Edward Lachman, El Conde?
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
I've not heard of that either.
But I do appreciate that sometimes where you're like, well, if you're nominated for an award, maybe I should check it out.
Exactly.
Hey, let's move to another movie, which actually, I don't know, Bill. I would have to say it was memorable enough to be in so far. This year has not gone that far, and I've only seen like 60 movies this year so far, which is a lot.
That's a lot.
But Blackberry.
Blackberry, yeah.
I loved that movie. I don't know. I thought it was
intense.
It was intense?
It's funny. You said intense and you said funny.
I mean, it was funny because the characters, I believe, are actually probably funny in real life. The guy with the headband, how could you not be an engineer that wears like a headband,
a sweatband,
a sweatband all the time. I'm sure he's
in a tank top.
I'm sure in real life he was.
I love it.
Yeah, I compare that to Dumb Money, which is another kind of in the world of stocks, because a lot of BlackBerry was all about manipulating stocks in order to finance the company,
right?
And I actually invested in BlackBerry, which is called
Did you
Rim? Motion something in motion. What was it called?
Rim. It was the company.
Yeah, something in motion.
You invested in that company?
Oh yeah, I remember it was the talk of the town, and you know, but everybody kept saying, you know, so, right?
Did you lose money?
No, I made. I think I jumped on too late.
Okay.
You know, but of course the investors, you know, like the people that own the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were investigated by SEC because they were throwing around that stock like crazy.
Right.
And that's what I remember them talking about, is the fact that in the news was the owners were selling their stock
a little bit of insider trading going on there.
Yeah, and yet it would still stay up in the air because so many people would still buy it. Like Tesla was famous and everything.
Oh, really?
And then I just loved it in the movie.
Oh, God.
Where iPhone comes along.
And they're all watching the Steve Jobs announcing.
Oh, God.
They're all just standing in front of a big TV going,
come watch this. Oh, my gosh.
And they're just like, fuck.
And we're done.
Yeah. Well, the one guy was in denial. He was still pushing their
trackball
and the full keyboard.
Oh, this
is a trackball.
Yeah, there's no way this thing takes that iPhone uses too much data. There's no way you can even put that on servers.
What's funny is that like
crash everything.
There is some truth to the things that he was saying, I'm sure. And there was some people that were like, I can't give up the buttons.
No, they like that
that was his
keyboard
thing.
That they could feel.
He loved his big thing was everybody is going to want to have that BlackBerry click.
Mm-hmm.
They want that satisfying click that
thing
we're known for.
Mm-hmm.
And even when iPhone came up, and then he's like, "Oh, we need to basically do an iPhone, but still have a click, and that'll be our difference."
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the movie was just like the tension kept going. You were.
From the beginning.
You know,
it never stopped.
Yeah, it was short and sweet.
Draw a comparison to, like, Air, in that you know already what the whole story is going to be,
more like Tetris.
I would say it's a combination between Tetris and Air.
Well, sure, same.
I liked what you said there about Air. Actually, I almost want to say it is more like Air because, to me, actually, I like Tetris better than BlackBerry.
Okay.
Because I did love Tetris.
Tetris was more of like I don't know, there was more action. That one was like people are going to get killed.
Yeah.
And there's like all this espionage of sorts and all that kind of. Whereas this was just like, we got some dumb people in a company and we got people, you know, it was very, I thought it was a lot more like Air.
Okay.
Where,
I was just shocked that a cell phone company could be like that. Like,
oh,
I
my
didn't
gosh.
Realize
are
how,
you kidding me?
How small of
a
company.
I was absolutely same thing, Dave. Very much like, seriously? This is what you have people actually soldering these phones together?
And the amount of money, the CEO, just gets on his private jet. Just, we're, you know.
Right, after they were in business and really hit it for about 5 years when they were at their peak, then he's right.
They are spending fuel. Heavy.
He's buying the Toronto basketball team or
hockey
team?
Penguins. He was wanting to get the, ready.
Yeah, that,
Pittsburgh
that's,
Penguins.
That's the absence of strategy.
I thought that
right
was
there.
Funny. Like, right. He,
it
you
was.
Know, like, where he was like getting, he had a meeting with the NHL.
Yeah.
And they were like,
I'm going to buy you fuckers.
Yeah, I'm going to buy the NHL.
Oh, my
God.
But that shows you how the stock was manipulated, and he made so much money.
Yeah, I would like to know how much money they had. Now, I do know
they showed it
short-sighted, though.
At the end of the movie, he's like fishing with another rich guy.
Right. The guy with the headband, he made the most of anybody because he sold his stock
right before the fall.
And before anybody knew it.
Yes.
And like,
also potentially
you know how like Elon Musk.
He knew that things were on the way out.
I'm just saying.
Like, it must have been like, I mean, the day that iPhone came out, I would have been like, yep, I'm out. Thank you.
I read, you know, like your big rich people, a lot of it's all paper, you know, like,
oh yeah,
oh for
but,
sure.
But that guy currently right now in real money, like in the bank, $3 billion.
Because he was actually smart about it. He didn't go buy some sports team to brag about his wealth.
They said something, where he is still one of the richest men in the world.
Because he has
secretly one of the wealthiest people.
He is actually strategic.
And he has $3 billion in real money. Like, I have it. I can show it to you. I have $3 billion.
So he doesn't use a like coupon to get
a house full of cash.
No, it's not like, you know, somebody like Elon Musk when he bought Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
He couldn't even get the money
actually
together.
Demonstrate
the, like, I don't actually have that money.
It's not, you know, liquid.
I mean? Yeah, it's not liquid. I want liquid.
Yeah.
I would want a lot of gold.
Just
like
cash.
What's that duck that the one of the ducks in Donald Duck that has a room of gold?
Sure.
Scrooge? Like Scrooge McDuck. Yeah.
Scrooge McDuck. Right.
Yeah, if
right
I'm a
where
billionaire.
They die where they
You want a vault of actual stacks of money.
What I love about that, I love that cartoon, and what it was totally against, you know, opposite of physics, where they would dive off of a diving board into a giant pool of gold coins.
Yeah.
And go through it like it was fluid.
Right.
Like, as opposed to,
I mean, if you were a billionaire.
You would die, yeah.
You
would die.
If you had 100 billion.
It was a cartoon.
Is it ridiculous to want a billion in liquid? I would want it in like 20s. So it's really heavy.
Just a whole room full of cash.
It would be sort of ridiculous, but also practical. I mean,
you have to have it guarded.
They don't care.
I'd go with gold.
At that point, they're so rich.
You have 100 billion.
It doesn't matter.
They're more secure. They're more concerned about security, taxes, hiding their money on some bank on an island.
I mean, yeah, I always thought if you're really so rich, you shouldn't worry about that kind of stuff. Like,
oh, you absolutely do. That's why you're that rich.
Well, and you're afraid of being kidnapped or murdered. I mean,
I was just going to say, like, security would be a heavy investment up front once you have a good amount of money.
Yeah, I mean, you have to worry about security.
I want physical fences.
I want a
security detail I can trust.
Yeah, I work with BMW. They make they send the BMWs to Mexico, where they the doors are bulletproofed.
Okay.
So the entire car, the glass is all replaced to bulletproof.
They like drive down and taunt the cartel just to see what happens.
Maybe the side doors are reinforced with
metal. That's like an option, like the.
Oh yeah, that's an option. I mean,
I'm drug cartel.
How many people buy bulletproof BMWs in a year? Do you think, Bill? Just by your knowledge.
It's
thousands.
No. It's, you know, maybe
selective
100.
Mm. Okay. But
it's a small number.
And is that expensive?
It's not as expensive.
I was going to say, if you're already shopping for a BMW, it's probably not.
I mean, they're just reinforcing the,
how much? I mean,
$20,000.
Let's go.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. But percentage wise on your purchase.
Right.
Maybe
not that humongous.
Not crazy.
Wow, so $100 a year, maybe. In the U.S., are bulletproof BMWs?
Well, in what I saw, you know, it'd be like one or two at a time. I mean, it was very individual.
Yeah.
That were imported from Mexico.
Makes sense.
You send it to Mexico, then they did it down there.
I would just have, like,
I don't know why they couldn't do it in the United States, but for some reason it was in Mexico.
Hanging out with me.
I thought an interesting part of BlackBerry was the two bits of makeup that they had to do. One was for this guy right here, the main villain of the movie.
Oh, what makeup did they do for him?
Well, let me show you, Dave. You don't know? Are you familiar with that gentleman?
I'm not.
Because that's what his head really looks like.
Oh my God, so in the movie
they
he's
made him bald.
Here he's a handsome guy with lots of hair.
He's the lovely fellow from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You don't
know
him from It's Always Sunny?
Oh my gosh.
He plays the wise guy older brother.
Oh wow, he has amazing hair.
Look at that hair.
Yeah,
Glenn,
if you put your hand in that hair, I don't think you'd get it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I think.
You're right. And he plays like a serious, like, you know, Benedictine monk. Bald head looking kind of guy.
So how would you rate BlackBerry, which by the way is on Hulu?
I gave it four stars actually.
Also, Jay Bichamel has gray hair in the movie too.
Okay.
Which is definitely not what he has. He also has beautiful hair as well. And by the end of this movie, he's like pure silver.
Mm. Yeah, he looks just like the real guy.
Does Seems
he?
Like okay. a situation that might turn your hair.
Like, yeah, right. Yeah. He's very stressed out.
I'd give it like a B plus. I'd say, you know, it's worthy of a Thursday night.
Okay.
I mean, I was pleasantly surprised. It was not on my radar.
B plus.
It took me a long
time.
That
always heightens the grade.
And I really didn't want to click on it. I'm like, okay, Bill said this, so I'll just turn it on for 5 minutes.
Right.
And I was like, it's a good
movie. And
then
I was the third to watch it. So then you guys had already pumped it up quite a bit, which may have affected
me. Down a notch.
Right. Now it's got to be the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
And I had just seen Dune, so it wasn't going to live up to that.
Oh, my gosh.
So. But it was still really good, and it, you know, went by quickly, and, you know, fun movie.
And so for you, what, like a B minus?
No, I'd say a solid B, B plus. All right. It's right up there.
Kelly, you should watch it because
I
had
want
a BlackBerry.
I did.
So I think that would be...
I'm sure a lot of it would be reminiscent for me.
Did you say you had a BlackBerry?
Mm-hmm, yeah. That was like my first real salary jobs issued phone, and I was like, I made it.
It was the number one thing. In the movie, they say that they have 46% of the market.
Sure.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because, I don't know what it is now with iPhone versus Android, but that's a big number.
Huge.
The next movie we're going to talk about.
I know what it is from this music.
Spaceman.
And part of the thing about this movie is this music. They constantly are playing this, what you might call mood music.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say you're doing a meditation, which, by the way, I'm taking meditation classes now.
Oh, good for you.
That's fantastic.
Closer to the mic.
Agreed.
So it's very moody. And I would say this is very much a part of the movie. And I love the movie, but I would say if there's weaknesses, it's slow.
Right.
And one of the things that makes it slow is this slow music and it's just you're floating in space. You're in the.
It could put you to sleep.
It's a little.
Yeah.
Bit.
Yeah.
And I will tell you right off the bat that it's a movie that I want to watch multiple times. I think it'll get better.
I agree.
And even though I will be, you know, me personally, I could never get used to the movie, and it was like pure horror all the time. Seeing a giant spider.
That I wanted to ask you about that.
It was horrifying.
Well,
was
this
really?
Is funny
yes,
because
it was terrible, except for the close-ups. But the movement of this spider was
horrifying.
So realistic. It's... 5 foot.
Yeah, he's like
spider.
70 pounds.
Oh, Christ. And
but he was furry.
And he hugged him, for God's sake.
I know, but I would tell you that if you watch this movie, by the end of the movie, I loved
the spider. Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I would have hugged this. This movie, I was in tears.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this movie, I'll just give you a little synopsis. A half year into
we're probably going to spoil it.
Adam Sandler movie, available now, first just came out on Netflix. Half year into his solo mission on the edge of the solar system, an astronaut concerned with the state of his life back on Earth is helped by an ancient creature he discovers in the bowels of his ship. So he is on a trip to Jupiter to look at a dust cloud of
that's on the backside of Jupiter.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty far
and that you can actually
ride.
See from the Earth this pink cloud, glowing
pink,
cloud,
pink or purple.
Really?
Right, it looks like one of the right
because they show Carrie Mulligan, who's his wife, looking up
at
the
it.
Pink
oh,
cloud.
In the movie, but
in the movie, yes,
it's not real.
Real.
Oh, no, this is all made up. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, including the spider that is just. You know, weird.
I mean, I thought it was real. I'm so glad you told me that.
No, I mean, even
are we gonna
for
spoil
sci-fi?
This?
No,
I get more out of the fact that it says an intergalactic odyssey of love, ambition, and self-discovery.
Absolutely. This is a psychological drama.
It's a peyote trip.
If people like Mary, our sister, who doesn't like sci-fi, you can watch this because this is a psychological drama.
It's a movie.
It sounds like a dream.
Isn't this a movie about someone that is by themselves and has to confront bad decisions they have made in their life?
Yes, and going all the way to when they were a child.
And really can't do anything about it because they're...
Right,
you have
it's about regrets.
Yeah, most of the time, you can't do anything about those decisions anyway. It's about coming to terms with it, and how do you live with it and move on?
Yeah,
Marty. I mean, like I haven't seen it, but
so Carey Mulligan plays his wife, and that's a big, big part of it. And
that's why Dave loved it.
Oh yeah, huge part of it. Right.
Hated the spider. Loved Carey Mulligan.
I want to draw the comparison that we had just seen a movie we love, Leo, a cartoon where using Adam Sandler's voice is giving advice to these kindergartners.
Yes.
Now it switches. Adam Sandler is getting advice from a spider. So this spider played...
But it's an ancient creature, is what it said.
Yeah,
it
and does. It's not exactly a spider because some of its legs curl up. Yeah, it can grab things.
It's spider-like. I don't know if they're going to show a picture in the trailer, but it looks very spider-like. But they, in the movie, it's described as just... He's a life form that he encounters in the distant galaxy of...
Yeah, just keep your eyes over there.
Yes, and he will refer to skinny human. That's what he calls him.
He does. He calls him
skinny human. And then he gives him the name. He says, you must give me a name. And he calls him Hanus.
Hanus, yes.
Something like that.
What significance is that?
I don't know. I think that had something.
It has to be something.
Middle Eastern name or something. I think it had some significant, and I forgot what it was in the movie. Oh. Played by Paul...
Dano,
who, by the way, in Dumb Money, another movie similar to Blackberry and all that, he's the lead in that one.
Right.
He's wearing a
headband. He played the Riddler in the latest Batman movie as well.
Yeah, but you will never know that this is the same guy.
It's just a voice here.
I just love this spider.
He's a very soothing voice in here. Very soothing.
Yeah.
And
If it was the least bit creepy, it would tumble down that tunnel.
It's very weird. I mean, at the point where, I don't know how much spoiler we're giving here, but
I won't spoil it too much, but,
you know, at the point where the spider is introduced to the story, Adam Sandler's mentally pretty messed up.
Sure.
And now he doesn't know if he's really seeing this thing. We don't know if seeing this thing. I was just going to say,
you never definitively know.
No, because that was 17 minutes into the movie, they introduced the spider.
I'm sure of what
you're pretty sure that you're seeing it, but you're questioning it to the last second, I think, at least.
That's what I mean. Like, there's no definitive, like, so it was real.
Right, because, you know what I mean? Because he's so messed up, and that's a big part of the movie, is that he's having... visions, and he's got a lot of conflict with his wife that he left, you know, on Earth. And
yeah, he's been gone for like 6 months or a year.
Right, he's going to be gone for a year, and it's been very difficult.
That's one fast spaceship.
Six months to get all the way to Jupiter. Yeah, I mean, that should be like 6 light years. Well,
there's
a lot of part that you just have to accept it.
It's interesting. They do even interesting things like the whole space mission has been sponsored by, I believe, some sort of...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nutella?
Some sort of like Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Thing, well, they had different sponsors.
Several sponsors where he has to literally do...
He has to like eat it every day and be like...
Yeah, and when he's doing his like...
decontamination stuff?
Or just talking with people on Earth where they're getting that, like, visual of him and how is it going up there? Well, it's going good, and this has been...
This is why.
I'm also making sure to use plenty of...
spot.
The bomb.
Yeah,
to,
he wanted to
disinfect.
He wanted to decontaminate, and they were like, you have to say the words before we can use that.
Before we can use
so the... So he has to like
Bomba, it's 99.9% effective.
Use it in your house or
so he's trying to kill
space.
The spider, you know, because... So in the beginning, he also tries to send pictures back to Earth of the spider.
And I imagine
but they
that
said,
never works out.
Well, he said, oh, no, that was one of the first cameras that broke down. We can't do that. So in the beginning of the movie, he is trying to, you know, report this. But very interesting, he doesn't, through the rest of the movie, he keeps this as his private secret.
Yes, he does. His secret buddy
who is helping him. Because he is lonely. This is about loneliness in space. You know, you miss your wife and all that. And now you've got a buddy to talk to.
You're reconciling past decisions.
And this, this fuzzy black spider alien was giving him comfort. And it was a lot of insights into humankind. Where the spider would say things about his life. The spider had the ability to cut through a lot of the
superficial things that were preventing him from getting down to what was really the core of his issues.
Sure.
Yeah, and you just had to accept that this alien had the ability to actually read his mind and know about his childhood with his father and all that stuff.
Yes.
And
then listen to Carey Mulligan speak and be able to interpret that, you know, she felt that he was lying to her or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm. It's very nuanced. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I love it already. I probably would enjoy it.
I was going to turn it off because it was so slow.
It's not like a happy movie. I mean, definitely it's an Adam Sandler movie and, you know, like...
He's a great actor.
It's reflective. It's retrospective.
Yeah. What was his last one?
I do respect...
Leo.
Gems.
I was just going to say the jeweler movie was another one that comes to mind. But I respect that he is looking to do other things than what he was typecast for, which he does very well.
He was great.
Yeah, he's capable of
and the special effects,
great acting for sure.
You know, we had talked about how on Apple Plus the series Constellation was like a Gravity, the movie Gravity quality.
She
in terms
also
of
sees people that aren't there and talks to her about life lessons. Just saying.
Oh, that's interesting.
Anyway,
that's true.
It's totally
similar.
Came to mind.
It's totally similar.
But
too.
Now the way he floats through, I don't know. They must have really got that down as a special effect in movies.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because it looks so real.
It does. I wondered how that would be. Was it going to be a lot of that? There's not a ton of that, but it certainly is done well enough where you don't even question it.
This is a little bit of a spoiler, but he's got to urinate into that tube.
Yeah.
Right? And the spider, though, loves that tube. Because he likes listening to the humming noise it makes.
The humming noise
so
that's
in the morning
keeping
when he wakes
Adam
up,
Sandler awake.
The spider is holding on to his pee tube.
Right. That's how they first meet.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So you haven't seen it, though, huh?
No.
Yeah. I love this movie.
I was going to say, now I want to.
It made me tear up so much, though, at the end. I couldn't believe how it evolved.
How poignant the life lessons
were.
Yeah,
it just evolved because
seems
what's
that
happening.
Way.
To me, it felt like, I'm not going to spoil what was happening, but like there was a Tom Hanks and he can't find Wilson and Wilson is floating out into the, you know.
Yes.
It felt like.
Right, they became buddies.
Wilson.
Oh, for sure. It was absolutely like that. Right, he became his confidant. I mean, that's why you're like, even if he's not real, this is a way for him to connect, and it's like therapy, and they talk.
Why did they have to make it so horrifying for me?
It was
horrible.
I'm sorry.
Specifically afraid of spiders, though.
And this pink cloud.
I am terrified.
But it is
of
an interesting choice.
Yeah,
cool sci-fi thing was
unusual
this,
choice.
This pink cloud was both the origin and the end of the universe. And remember, there's like the little bubbles, little purple bubbles that float into the ship.
Yeah.
And they're like probes. They're probes from the pink cloud. And they don't explain any of that shit.
Yeah,
so
I was
going to
say, I mean, you can't. You
that
can't
science
explain
was like,
that kind of stuff. How the fuck did that spider get in the ship? Like, course this is going to be unexplained.
Exactly. But supposedly he has the power to travel travel through the universe because he came from a different world and he explains that world that he comes from and everything. So you just have to accept that. Yeah. And we don't know if that was just his imagination or a real spider.
I'm still aligned.
It was good. Very good.
Yep. Surprisingly,
I give it 4.5 stars.
Wow. Even though he was terrified. Maybe kept you engaged, though, if it was kind of slow.
Probably.
I just loved it. I will watch this again.
Oh, you sold me. Yeah. I like it.
But you got to do it with the caveat that it's going to be kind of slow, and it's got that moody music that you were playing a moment ago.
Yeah.
There's just scenes where it's just like, you know, walking through the cabin and you're playing that music and now he's talking to the earth. But psychological drama for sure that I loved. I would give it a B+, A-.
All right. Nice.
We're going to rapid fire through a bunch.
Okay.
I'm just going to interject really quickly here that for some reason it was not widely loved.
Well received.
A 50% Rotten Tomatoes and a 64% audience score.
You know, I really hate when I feel like this is a little bit of a thing where typecast comedians try to get past that and they are never well received. And that's a shame.
Huh.
Again, I think it was because it was slow.
Slow and...
Anything serious that Adam Sandler has ever done, though, no matter the quality...
It
is not well received.
Out of everyone that saw it, how many people, when they saw this giant spider,
just clicked
it off?
Nope.
Goodbye.
I almost did. Maybe.
Yeah, but they do such a good job of making the conversation. I mean, I fell in love with this spider alien.
I disagree with their consensus here. It says, Spaceman's poignant themes are partly brought to life by sensitive performances from a talented cast, but it fails to consistently engage with its most interesting ideas. I don't know. I think they're just, but like Kelly was saying, they just don't want to let Adam Sandler have a good movie.
Have a poignant film.
Yeah, it's like, just get off. I mean, they said it's good acting, but I don't know what, I don't understand why they say it doesn't connect.
It's lofty, they're going for a lot.
To me, it brought up, for me personally, regrets.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that for sure. And maybe they weren't fully, you know, fleshed out or whatever, you know. It's not the best movie ever, you know, but
well, there's a
I
point
definitely
at
think
which
it was good.
In the movie he's trying to send a message to Carey Mulligan, his wife, and says, If I could do it over again, I've made a mistake by going on this trip.
Yes.
And I would make you the most important thing.
Right. Yep. Aww. He absolutely does say that. Yes. And you're getting choked up. And it's I understand that, Bill, entirely. I love that about movies. I mean, that's the thing, you know. I mean, Dave didn't love Marcel the Snail with Shoes, but that movie made me get choked up at points. It's just like,
I would much rather watch that.
It has
spider.
To strike you in the right way. It's timing.
I think, you know, if it hits you right for me, it hit me in a personal
Marcel
way.
Might have been better if I watched it alone, maybe.
On a Sunday morning instead of a Saturday night. But this as well.
Things that you watch first thing in the morning hit, like I said, that Sydney Sweeney Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
I was like choke laughing.
Oh,
it
I love
so
it.
Funny.
That's
I was like,
great.
You know.
Well, that's like there's Orion in the Dark. Maybe I would have found it existential if I watched it first thing on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, alone.
Yeah. Right. Saturday night? Nope.
Nope.
I want to see Dune at 10 a.m.
Ooh.
I mean, they do have these early morning movies.
They do. Okay. That would probably be pretty good because you'd definitely be plenty awake
for
it.
You'd be like heightened.
Yeah. You're ready
game
to go.
Game for the experience.
Okay, I'll just say a movie.
All right.
And we'll talk.
Yeah, that was. Where's the rapid fire?
Really quickly.
Okay.
What could you say about Aquaman, Bill?
Colorful, visually so interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. distracting that what's her name?
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard was not in it, or when she was in it, she literally like had no lines, or would say something like, "Yes, I agree." Or I mean, that it was like Bill said, very visually interesting and kind of fun, but not that
the
great.
Level of writing didn't match.
No,
the
no.
visual well, stimulation.
It's nonstop okay. action and not much
plot
story
writing. Right. Okay, yeah. Fair.
And I thought when Amber Heard was on the screen, that literally was the most attentive I was. Yeah. Like,
oh, well, I agree. Right.
They fucked up. They should have just let her be in the movie.
I liked it. I would rate it a Wednesday.
Okay. I'd give it like 2.5 stars.
I liked it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Priscilla, I'm the only one that saw that. Phenomenal. That is is a great movie.
And that's on Netflix?
Okay.
No, it's on...
That is on HBO Max.
HBO Max.
Oh, well,
and
then
so if you saw Elvis...
Quality.
If you saw Elvis, the...
Yeah.
The Butler movie.
Right.
This is completely opposite.
Very
this
different.
Is totally from Priscilla's point of view. Elvis is not made to be... Not he's not made to be a horrible person, but
you don't like him as much.
Yeah. Beth, as soon as the movie was over, she was like,
I don't like it.
I don't think I like Elvis that much anymore.
Isn't that something?
She was like, this movie
made
me feel
perspective.
Yeah. Because in the movie Elvis.
Yeah, she loved him.
Exact same thing.
Well,
remember, felt sorry
she
for
was
him.
Like 14 and he was in his 20s or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like a baby. She
he
was
literally
like
signed her away from her parents. It's a little bit fucked up.
It's definitely a little fucked up.
Little weird. Little
but,
Woody Allen.
But it was the South.
But let me tell
the
you,
60s.
All that
yeah.
signing up, that's a huge part of the movie and it's done really well. So the stuff that you've never seen on screen, a lot of the stuff you've never seen, those are the biggest parts of the movie.
Well, I really like Sofia Coppola movies, and it's a Sofia
you will
Coppola
love
movie.
Love this movie.
Oh, okay.
I mean, love.
I mean, and Elvis is played by the lead from Saltburn.
Right,
I don't
the
know
big
what
tall
his
guy.
Name is.
Big
oh,
tall guy.
Oh, yeah.
Guy.
He is very tall.
Yeah.
He's like 6'4", literally. All right.
Next
what
one.
Else? Rapid fire. This is not rapid.
Right?
Quicker.
Resident Alien.
Loved it. I watched the entire series, as much as I could, right in a row. So I'm all the way. So it's the first two seasons are on Netflix for free.
Is it a comedy?
It is a comedy. The lead guy plays a human who has come to destroy the Earth.
Okay.
And of course, you know, you wonder, is he going to fall in love with humans and change his mind? But this is all the characters in the small town that he's in are really, you'll fall in love with them. And is it funny? Yes, especially the first season. But then the second season, it's more kind of just, you love the characters.
Okay.
And then it goes way off kilter.
Third season,
which there's only been two shows so far.
Was there another?
It's ongoing?
Yes, it's that new. It's Paramount or Peacock.
Was there another show with the name almost similar to that?
Yeah. There's The Resident.
No, with Alien in it. Hmm. What TV show was there that had Alien in the title?
Right. Those are...
from the 90s, maybe?
Right. So aliens were living with humans on Earth.
What was that
together.
Called? I thought this was a remake of that.
No, this is, you know, one guy is the alien. And
okay.
He converts his
Resident
body.
Evil, that's all you get.
No. Okay.
Or the Resident.
Fourth episode of Constellation. How are you guys liking the show so far? It's also a little slow.
Yeah, it's good. It's not.
I like the science because it is accurate.
It's very sci-fi-y.
I do like that part of it, Dave. I do like the fact that it's dealing with this weird thing. Quantum mechanics that almost is sort of maybe possibly describing the real way that there could be multiverses or something
It has more to do. They took how like protons,
where something can be in two places
at
the same time.
Two places at one time,
until
and when
you look at
and
it.
When you observe it, it actually changes the outcome.
Yeah.
So
that's real science.
It's hard to put that into a show. I'm impressed that they're trying.
Yeah. So it's,
yeah.
That, I mean, that almost is reminding me a little bit of this movie that we just talked about, Spaceman. I mean,
right.
Because it was a long...
I'm watching it, but I'm not loving it as much as I feel like I should. Like, the reviews are really great.
Are they?
And
it's... Right. It's... Meh.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Weirdly, it's okay. To me, it's got this feeling of a horror movie.
It's no
like
Silo.
The Shining.
It definitely does. Especially when they do that, like, bit where they're out in the middle of a very dark winter forest.
Right, running through the snow.
Running through the snow
and
at midnight.
It's a blizzard. You can't see where you're going.
Okay. Yes, you're lost.
It reminds me of The Shining maze.
Oh,
right?
Gosh. That part is terrifying. Right, and then the whole, I see my daughter here, and then there's my daughter over here, and they're not the same person.
The best part out of whatever episode we were watching is she sees her daughter in two places at one time, and then she hugs one daughter and smells her hair, and then she immediately goes back.
You
do not smell like
my gosh.
Would you know that? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's that is
it was freaky.
Very key.
She just went, whoa, who are you?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's her daughter is right in front of her. It's her daughter. She took her out of her bed and she smelled her and went,
olfactory is cannot be mistaken.
And they're giving, you know, a bit away. There's like funeral scenes.
Okay.
Remember that the child can see the mother at a funeral.
Right.
And so they're giving you quite a bit in just the third or fourth episode so far.
Have you figured out that the rough, tough Russian lady that works, you know, the whatever she was. She was the...
Right, she's
the cosmonaut.
She's a cosmonaut.
She used
to
be. Yes, you know that, like, that was her.
The one that was...
That one that
no
smashed
way.
Into the ship.
Oh,
that
yeah.
It was her in another reality. She was lost in space.
Right, and they're just starting to reveal that.
Yeah, she's...
Not know that.
Okay.
Just starting to reveal
that. So that's
a
good reveal.
Okay, last one before we have to... And this great show.
By the way, that's on Apple Plus, Constellation.
Would be The Made-Up Adventures of Dick Turbin.
Oh, also Apple Plus.
Apple Plus. It's my guy.
Automatic vote of quality.
Right.
Noel Fielding from the British Baking Show has his own show. And it's kind of like
it gives
seven...
Monty Python.
Yeah, it's Monty Python.
Oh.
What's it called? The Completely Made-Up Adventures of Dick Turbin.
Okay.
And it's funny. If you like Monty Python, if you like British humor, I'm a super fan of him, so it's great. There's just a lot of other characters in it, so he doesn't get to be, you know, the scene stealer of everything.
Oh, really? Okay. The reluctant leader of a gang of rogues sets out on a series of wild adventures, all while trying to outwit the corrupt lawman and their thief-taker, Jonathan Wild.
I mean, it's way over the top. It's silly.
Well,
you know, he's
he's
knitting.
Looks that way.
He's knitting for people.
The trailer looks
so
funny.
You know, it's all about, you know, do we really need to rob people? Shouldn't we be more about posing and having great outfits, you know, stuff like that.
Looks
at my cheekbones.
1700-ish.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's fun.
I'm going to enjoy watching it. But so far...
The second episode, much better than the first. The first one is funny.
I'm going to go home and watch that tonight.
Yeah.
Apple Plus.
There you go.
What else you got? Anything else?
Well, that's a show, Bill.
All right.
That is a show.
Man.
A lot of recommends in there. Some stuff I will check out.
I have watched... Shockingly, I had to wait for the closing credits. Trip to Infinity, you know, the Netflix show?
No.
The best show on Netflix, period, of all time for me. Because I've seen it so many times. And this week, personally, I have watched it three times.
Trip to Infinity.
Start to finish.
So I think I did watch this.
It's a documentary about infinity.
So, yeah, and it just keeps like going out to the end of the universe. No?
No, it's scientists talking about infinity. What is infinity?
In the concept of infinity.
Documentary.
It is.
The impossible concept of infinity.
I can't stop. I am... Actively is this where we get into
Planck lengths?
Yes, Planck lengths.
Oh, okay, this is all...
Small is the shape, what's the shape of the universe? Mm. Is it finite or is it not finite?
Yeah.
You know...
I love those...
I love listening to people that know what they're talking about in that realm, though.
Those insanely heady concepts that... Like, wow. They're just so hard to
put into... It's 20 minutes long. Just watch it.
Okay.
You can 100% just listen to it also.
Oh, of course. So, okay.
Of course. It's, you know, it's all dialogue.
Worth it. All right.
Anything? I got one sci-fi one for you. Code 8, Part 2.
Oh, okay.
With the Amell Cousins.
Yes.
The guy that played Green Arrow.
Green Arrow.
And the lead from Upgrade,
right.
So they're, you know, they... this is a slightly different story, and it, you know, from the first one, and it was pretty good.
It's a fun futuristic look at what might happen with robots and how they may affect our lives.
Although when this one comes down to it, it's about crooked cops and drug dealing and things like that. So it's got a, you know, that angle to it. I liked it. Mm. I rated a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
Good deal. Are you going to be watching anything, Kelly?
Oof. There was a long list of things.
Now you're going on vacation.
Oh.
Wait, no. Going.
Not, it is not vacation. I am going to Jacksonville for work.
Okay. not Miami.
That's not a vacation.
Not South Beach.
I might get 10 minutes in a hot tub. That's what I'm hoping for. We'll see.
Does that allow you to, like, when the day is over, go back to the hotel and then maybe... put something out, or are you like getting back to the hotel and like opening up your laptop? And
well, some of both. Or if it's like so late that I have nothing left in me, I watch like
just go.
Like Friends reruns.
Okay.
God bless. You know what I mean? Right. Like I'm just like just laying there decompressing.
Comfort food.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like, time for like, Trip to Infinity. Just close your eyes and fall asleep to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe I'll put on something like Spaceman.
That would be...
Give me some trippy spider dreams and reveal something about my childhood.
That would be relaxing.
And even if you don't make it through it, it'll put you to sleep. The music, right? For sure.
There you go.
Win-win.
Very, very cool, moody music.
Sounds good.
All right. That's a show. We'll see something next week. Probably.
Absolutely.
Maybe somebody else will see Dune.
We're going to see Wonka. Wonka.
Ricky Kanicki this week coming up.
Ricky Stenicki,
I think, is this week.
Okay. Netflix,
it's a full show next week.
Damsel is coming up.
Boom,
Damsel.
Lots of stuff. We'll be talking about it on the next one.
All Adios, amigos.
Until next time, goodbye.
See you, boys.
Later.